Thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Avner Craig speaking, and we invite you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will make our service today a blessing to you. We're opening our service with the male quartet singing for us, Victory in Jesus.
I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about His healing, of His cleansing power revealing, how He made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion He has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Our Father, we do thank Thee today for victory in Jesus, for we know that He came to seek and to save the lost, and in Him we have freedom from sin. So we thank You today for the victory that Jesus purchased for us when he died on that old cruel cross. And we're thankful that we have the privilege of presenting his message to this precious people today. We're thankful for each one who has tuned in, trusting the Holy Spirit will take us and take our broadcast and make it a blessing to every soul. For we ask this in Jesus' name, amen. We're continuing now with the choir singing for us, Be an Overcomer.
Would you be an overcomer all along the way? Would you be a constant blessing every passing day?
Our subject for today's broadcast, Five Qualities of a Good Soldier. And our scripture reading, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And then in the fourth chapter of 2 Timothy, we read in verses 7 and 8, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the righteous judge shall give me in that day. And I shall be among that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Now, there we have in our nation's history, from the literal standpoint, we have had many soldiers in our nation history that are considered heroes and should be honored. But I wish to speak to of being a good soldier in the army of the Lord. There have been many of them who have been indeed heroes as well. Now, he is a good follower, talking about a good soldier and the five qualities of a good soldier. He is a good follower, implies the relationship. No one can be a soldier for the Lord until they first get into the army. that, of course, naturally follows them. This is accomplished only through receiving Jesus as Savior, by being born again. According to John 3:3, Jesus told Nicodemus, "You must be born again, otherwise you cannot enter the kingdom of God. You cannot enter the army of the Lord." Also, we're told in Ephesians 2:1, "You hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and in sins." And so it implies a relationship and a follower of one who is leading to victory. This implies rank. Every child of God is under ranked under Jesus and is responsible for following him and his will for their life. Yes, Jesus is the captain of the host. He is head of the church. This army has rules to follow. Christ is the head of this army, and the government is on his shoulders. To refuse to obey orders is treason. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. So we read in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 24. Some soldiers we read of follow him to the very death. And that is what the Bible teaches us, that we are to consecrate our all to the Lord. And when we enlist in his army, we do so with the intention of living for him until we pass from this life. Now, number two, he is faithful. Talking about the qualities of a good soldier, he is faithful. A good soldier endures hardships and does not quit in the fight. After Paul spoke of some of the things he faced, he said, "None of these things move me." His priorities are to please the commander. A good soldier has no higher goal than pleasing his superior. The good soldier knows that anything which interferes with his performance in the military must be done away. Pleasing Jesus must be the first priority of every child of God, of every soldier in the army of the Lord. Whether therefore you eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 31. For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 20. A Christian soldier will guard the truth. Yes, he is a guard as well as a fighter, and will strive to live his life in a way that will bring honor and glory to the Lord and to his fellow soldiers as well. Only let your manner of living be as becometh the gospel of Christ. So we read in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 27, "Walk worthy of God, who has called you unto his kingdom and his glory." 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 12. Now the third point that I want to mention in the five qualities of a good soldier, there are things he is familiar with the sound of the commander's voice. We read in regard to the shepherd and the sheep, the shepherd goes before and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And we must know our commander's voice and follow him. The Christian soldier knows how to use his weapons. Yes, he is taught and he is trained as to how to use them, and God has given us an armor. He knows he is in a war, and he must be proficient in the use of his spiritual weapons. For instance, the sword of the Spirit. And we must use the shield of faith, whereby we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And having our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of the peace. The Christian soldier needs to know the strategy of the enemy. That's why they send out spies to try to find out the activities and the purposes of the enemy. So the Christian soldier needs to know the strategy of the enemy. For Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. So we read in 2 Corinthians 11 and 4. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. The good soldier not only cares about his own welfare, but he also looks out for the welfare of his fellow soldier. Moses, we are told in the book of Hebrews 11:25, chose to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Galatians 6 and 2. We have read and heard of many soldiers who gave their life to save their buddies. So a good soldier not only cares for his own welfare, but also for his fellow soldiers. Now, point number 4. He is a fighter. Paul makes 3 statements in verse 4 of our text today that describes the good soldier. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. Now, a good soldier is determined. He does not retreat in the face of the enemy. He does not run from the fight. He fights until the battle is won. The victory, the Christian soldier has the Lord on his side and his grace and can win the victory. Yes, the Lord said, I'll give you power over all the power of the enemy. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I will not let you be tempted above that which you are able to bear, but will with every temptation make a way of escape for you. So a good soldier is determined. He is determined to stand and fight the enemy and through the grace of God overcome him. Yes, the devil is an enemy, and we must consider him so, and we must resist him steadfast in the faith. Now, the good soldier is dedicated. Yes, the good soldier is dedicated. The battle may be long and hard to win, and Satan's host may press me sore. But though I may be tried, I'm on the winning side. I shall triumph evermore. I'm on the winning side with Jesus. And that's part of a hymn written by the late C.W. Naylor. And beloved, we are soldiers in the army of the Lord, and we must be faithful, we must be dedicated, we must be steadfast. Now, number 5, he is a finisher. He has resolved, I shall never tire or give the battle o'er. for the crowning day is coming by and by. Then through all eternity, I shall shout the victory I've enlisted in His service till I die. I will press the battle on till the victory is won, and I reach my crown and mansion by and by. By the grace of God, I know I shall conquer every foe I've enlisted in His service till I die. And that's part of a song by William J. Henry. He has a reason. The good soldier has a reason. Why does the good soldier endure hardness and stay in the fight? Follow the leader selfishly? The good soldier knows the price was paid by his superior to make a place for him in the army of the Lord. The good soldier knows his Lord loves him and that Jesus died to make a place for him in the army of the Lord, for him to be saved from a life of sin and wickedness and evil and be able to be an overcomer over all the powers of the enemy. Therefore, he loves the Lord, and no price becomes too high for the good soldier to pay. Mildred Howard wrote a beautiful hymn, "Since Jesus gave his life for me, should I not give him mine?" Each one of us needs to consider that. And we need to realize that we need that consecration and that dedication. Again, since Jesus gave his life for me, should I not give him mine? He has his reward. The good soldier finishes his course because he knows that at the end of the war, every deed will be rewarded by the commander-in-chief. For those who stay in the battle, they will hear the Lord say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord." I have listed in the army of the Lord until I die. Again, Paul said in his writings to the young man Timothy, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me in that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." Now, beloved, this message is not to condemn anyone, but to challenge each one to be a good soldier and to fight the good fight of faith. If you have not enlisted in the army of the Lord by getting saved, I would encourage you to do so. You need the Lord, and the Lord needs you. Our Father, we do thank you for the truth of the gospel, and we thank you for the privilege of being a soldier in the army of the Lord. And we're thankful for the privilege of presenting these truths to this precious people today, and we trust the Holy Spirit will indeed make them a blessing to each and to every heart. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
I mean to go right on until the crown is won. I mean to fight the fight of faith till life on earth is done. I'll never more turn back, in fear I shall not know. For God will give me victory if onward I shall go. I'm going. Until the final trial, I'm going on. I'm going.
by my side. It's peace within my soul. No matter if the battle's hot, I need to hit the blow. I'm going on, I'm going on, until the final triumph. I'm going on, I'm going on, I'm going on, until the final triumph. I'm going.
We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we would be delighted if you would write and let us know that you hear and appreciate our broadcast. And our mailing address, the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. Our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. We'd like to invite you to be with us in our services, if at all possible. They are broadcast live over the internet, www.wayoftruth.org. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our Sunday evening service at 6, and our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7. And now this is Avenue Craig inviting you to be with us next week when again, the Lord willing, we bring you another Way of Truth broadcast.